Court. I am here to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting to order. First order of business is our Pledge of Allegiance.
And it's December 14th.
Oh, and it is December 14th at 6:30 p.m. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. All right. Our first line of business is for approval of the... No. Let me go back. Let's do a roll call first. Sorry. Roll call.
Paul Thomas. Earl Barbeau.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Stephanie Jordan.
Jill Leva.
And our staff?
Rocky Fice.
Rocky Balboa.
No.
Rocky Bobingo? No. Okay, so we have a quorum. And our first line of business is going to be our public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Is there anyone here to be heard? Seeing none, hearing none, nobody's here. I will go ahead and close public comment. Next item is to approve the November 16th minutes. November 30th minutes.
To approve the November 30th meeting minutes as presented.
There's a motion to approve the November 30th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Unopposed. Now, next agenda item is to approve the minutes for this evening, which is the minutes for... Does that mean batteries are running low? All right, we'll speed it up then. We still good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, the next is to approve the minutes for tonight. Is there anything to be held, combined, deleted? For the agenda for December 14th?
Yeah, you said meeting minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. To approve the agenda for December 14th. Nothing to be held. All right. Is there a motion for the minutes for tonight? For the agenda? There's a motion to approve the agenda for tonight. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unopposed. Okay. Next item is any informational items.
Keep going.
I was blinking faster now. Any informational items? All right. No information. Landscape, alternative street landscape, increase retaining wall height, the dining room for the following mini warehouse facility, and finished grade 2.0 acres on a C-1 local business zone. The applicant is not present, however, staff has recommended approval. Is there any comment by, I guess I'll open a public comment. There's no public comment, so I'll close public comment. Any comment by the board or any a motion or anything?
Motion to approve per staff recommendation.
There's a motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that passes. That will go to the BBC on January 4th, I believe it was, or January 3rd. Next item is our second public comment, I believe it is. And we'll go ahead and have,
General business.
Oh, I skipped over general business. I'm sorry. Is there any general business? There's no general business? Okay. All right, there's no general business. I'll go on to the next item, which is our comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address. And please spell your last name for the record.
Earl Barbeau, B-A-R-B-E-A-U, town board member. Yeah, I'd like to give my report to the board, as I'm going to be doing all the time, important things of interest for the community. Number one, Sandra deserves a big shout out for a couple of reasons. I saw her on television a month ago. I'm real happy and proud of her. And also, I'm very happy about seeing her written up in the newspaper headline story in the Nevada section here last month.
Yay! Yeah, the Democrats are suing me.
Sandra, I saved this for your scrapbook for you.
They said someone's suing you. The Democrats are. They want to keep the match.
They'll be okay.
Yeah.
That's that subject. And by the way, if I can help in it, let me know. Give me a call.
Oh, okay.
And I'll maybe be able to help. Maybe I won't help. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
I can always use more help.
Yeah, you're enthusiastic, and that's good. I like it. What I'm here to complain about today is, well, it's a good story. 17 of our finest Clark County School District people.
Oh, yeah. I was actually on TV
went
today.
Went to Miami
about
Beach.
This. Yeah.
They blurped that on TV.
On the 4th of July.
They're in so much trouble.
And they went there on a recruiting mission to try to recruit kids to go to school.
To Hawaii.
Yeah. They went to Miami.
They went to Hawaii.
4th of July.
Oh, they went to Hawaii also.
And they rented a room in the motel that they stayed in. And the bill was, what, $37,000 mm-hmm. sending 17 people for a week mm-hmm. to go there. And they rented a room for 2 days. And they had two people come in to interview, and neither one of them filled out an application.
Yep.
They came in, and I think they might have found the room by mistake or something. I don't know. But they went in there, maybe they thought there was free food and whatnot. And anyway, they had a nice little vacation there. But I want to tell you, when I was in college, back in the years, like right now, 1970 to 1971, guess what? The recruiters for the different corporations, and they came to the college. And they moved into a little room. And then I went in there and I talked to the drug company to be a salesman. I talked to a couple CPA firms right there on campus.
Yep. Now we do it on Zoom.
And these guys were from different states. They came from out of state. And they came to university and they did that. And so I can't see how we wasted $37,000 from the school district that's floundering. Mm-hmm. It's doing terrible. Our school mm-hmm. district is terrible. I can't believe it. And I just saw on television the other day that the video they had of the kid that really beat up a teacher and raped her, and he went to jail for 16 years now. And the kids, and they're dumbing down the kids. I want the best doctors that I could find to work on me. And I searched for them. When I had cancer, I went and I found the best doctors, and that's where I went, San Diego, to get that job done. And that's what I'm going to do. If I want a lawyer, I'm going to try to find the best lawyer. I don't want somebody given social promotions. It's not you. The best is a meritocracy. You have to have it. Here they're doing social promotion. It's not good. And I learned about trying to be the best in school, playing sports. And I learned my limitations. I mean, some guys are bigger and stronger. Some guys are tougher. Some guys can catch better, throw better, wrestle better. And that's high, and they're the one. And you work hard, and you progress. And that's what we need to be teaching in school, not just show up with your telephone and you play video games, call your girlfriend. You know, that's not going to work no more. They can't do that. And if somebody's got to communicate, and I hope our commissioner, please have our commissioners talk to these people. We got to change. Mm-hmm. This is not going to work. Okay, my time's up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to be heard during public comment?
No, I'm listening. We'll talk on the phone because I agree with you.
And I agree with you. And you know what? My only other suggestion would be, and I love your and public comments, and I think a lot of things that you bring to the table are very good informational things, and I think sometimes you should bring them to the actual or the county commissioner and speak before a public comment.
Yep.
I really think you should do that too. I mean, we you know, as you know who we are, but I think there's some very good points that you bring up that, you know, you should, you know, at least maybe once a month or once every couple of months, you know, collect them all and synthesize it all into a 3-minute deal and, you know, from the board.
If I do that, you guys are gonna miss me.
Well, I don't come here anymore.
No, 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 but I think
that's
you should.
That's how it works.
No, I think you should do.
That's how it works. Look, but that's not how it works with us.
No, that's not how it works with us.
Correct. That is how it works.
But, you, I mean.
You don't like go to the commission meeting and stand up and do anything like that.
But no, some of it is good suggestions, though.
They're no, not, but Earl,
but some of
I'm working with people who are working on this type
doesn't
of stuff.
Matter.
I will call you.
Well, I don't know. I work for them. I mean, I know. I mean, anyway, we're on the record, so I'm going to go ahead and set our next meeting. Yeah, I need to go ahead and set our next meeting for January 11th, 2024. Okay? And with that, we are adjourned.
Our way of getting to the commissioners is if anyone